Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Week 9 of the high school football season last year, a young man by the name of Miles McCabe injured his knee, a complete ACL tear, missed the playoffs, had a long road to recovery, but is back at it. We heard Sam Graves talk about Miles McCabe Saturday on the WRMJ Sportsline. First up, Miles, good to see you back, and just tell us a little bit about, you know, coming back, the road to recovery, and persevering and getting back on the field and how good that feels. Take it away, Miles McCabe.
It's been a long road since last November. Probably wouldn't have been able to do it without some of our other team. Nathan Parcher went down with me the same night, and we kind of worked together and went through therapy together, and he was definitely a big moral support, get me back to where I needed to be, along with, like, Casey and Doc Bain. They all helped me out and pushed me to, like, get better sooner. It was really exciting when it got cleared. I got cleared and look out, I don't even know.
Yeah, well, and I know it's such a long road to recovery, not just physically, but mentally. So kind of compare and contrast both of those issues. It's one thing to get over the hurdle physically, but I'm sure when you get back on the field and say, well, can my knee really do this now again? I mean, kind of explain both challenges, the mental aspect of it and the physical aspect of it.
Yeah, mentally, there's definitely times where, like, I wasn't sure, like, I doubted myself, like, and, like, I doubted the ability, like, that I was fully back, and I was, like, going through workouts with some of our trainers, and, like, it would hurt or get sore, but, like, I just knew it was something that I had to get through. Like, physically, like, I came back once I was finally clear. I ended up coming back stronger than I was before. So, like, physically, everybody put me through the workouts, and I knew I did the stuff that I needed to do to come back physically. It was just getting over that mental hurdle to be able to come back and play at my full potential.
Well, and I guess the perfect segue then is it's one thing kind of rehabbing to come back, right, and to practice and do all the therapy and that stuff. But it's a completely another thing when you get back on the field and actually play under the Friday night light. So how much of a relief and how good did it feel to get back on the field that week one Friday night?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was crazy, like any other game. Just your heart gets racing before the game. You're excited. I was getting out there as soon as I got on the field. Everything else, I forgot about everything. I forgot about my knee. Just playing, being together with the rest of the team.
And the other part about when that happened last year, so you missed the playoffs, you don't get a play. By that, I mean you individually don't get a play in the playoffs, so that had to be pretty frustrating. And then, you know, you're a pretty competitive wrestler, so you lost, you know, your entire junior year of your wrestling season. Are you reflective on that type of stuff, being this your senior year, and know kind of this is your last crack at it? And know what you missed last year in terms of just kind of drinking in the moment, so to speak, your senior year and coming back from injury?
Oh, definitely. It was tough, especially watching that week one playoff game. It was tough sitting on the sideline watching the team, like, wishing I could be out there to help. And then wrestling came around, and, like, I tried to be there as much as I could, and, like, it sucked because, like, I knew what I wanted to do that year. I, like, had big plans, and just getting all that taken away in, like, one play is crazy.
Yeah, I know you told me up here just one win away from being a sectional qualifier your sophomore year. And I think Coach Graves in football-wise told me you have moved, right? You were playing guard last year, and now you're
playing tackle last year.
All right, net tackle, and now you're playing center, I believe. So what has that adjustment been like for you?
I played a little bit of center my sophomore year for JV, so I kind of knew what I was doing. It's a big role, being able to call out different calls and helping out our team.
And then it's always nice when you're able to get on the receiving end of a football, right? You recovered a fumble on Friday night. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I got through the line, and I seen the ball, and my eyes got real big. I was like, oh, got to get that.
All right, awesome. So what about the season so far? I know it's homecoming week, and the Rockets off to a 3-0 start, and I know, you know, Coach Graves really pleased with the progress of the offensive and defensive line, which was going to be a big question mark coming into the season. So just your observation of the season 3 weeks in.
I think we're playing really well. We have a lot of guys stepping up. We lost a lot from last year, but we've had a lot of younger guys step up and get the job done where we needed it to.
All right. Well, Miles McCabe, stay healthy, man. It's good to see you back on the field and contributing, and good luck the rest of the season.
All right, Will. Thank you.
Jim Taylor on the High School Sports Spotlight.